Not sure.
Ron?
Yes.
Okay. Call the Government Ops Committee to order. The time is 1:54. We're getting started a little late. We ran a little longer in our session this morning. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Congressman Norris. Congressman Supernov. Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Buffalo.
Present. Let the record show that Congressman Supernov is excused. He had a meeting at the executive branch, I believe, is where he is going. And Congressman Norris gave notice, he has a dentist appointment and is getting a root canal. He said he would much rather be here with us. So, and next item on the agenda is prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Dear Heavenly Father, we just ask you that you look down upon this committee, give us open minds, let us do what's best for the OCH people, help us to have respect for differences and other opinions other than our own. We ask that you look down upon all of our OCH people or wherever they may be. All these things we pray in the name. Amen.
Next item is approval of minutes.
Chairman, while we're doing that, can I request that the clerk make copies of the budgets to go along with these the preparation goes to the IPS?
Yes, yes.
Do you mind having that?
Yes, if you would ask Eli to supply the budgets for these two pieces of legislation, I would appreciate it.
Thank you.
We have till 3:00. Two pieces of legislation in front of us. Congressman Walker is the sponsor of both. In the event that, and I don't anticipate at least one of these, maybe both, getting off the table today, but we can place them on the agenda for Tuesday, if we need to. Those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCA 1714. An act to amend ONCA 1696 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Government Operations Division in the amount of $305,064 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Walker. You have the floor.
I do have a committee that's approved to present to the committee. May I describe the committee substitute while we're waiting on the first
Yeah,
paper?
That's fine.
Okay, so supplemental for GovOps was sent over with support documentation prior to the session. It included some tribal funds for. There were some wage increases among maybe a couple other things, but Mr. Cobb can maybe weigh in a little bit if I get too far off track. There was also a request for IDC funds that were a result of reductions to the division bill and the appropriation that we passed in the fall. So there was an attempt to restore those IDC funds and to get some additional tribal funds for some wage increases. What were the other tribal funds, if anything, going to be used for? How do you recall?
Yeah, and it's an element of the IDC when the gaming commission money reduction happened in these events, but as you know, late August, that moved some IDC funded programs to tribally funded because it was short of the pool by not spending the 3.9 million for that short. So that's what some of these were for. Also, in the second submission, I believe there was more provisions put in for law enforcement that were originally moved. So that's what made up that amount on the original submission.
Councilor Walker.
Okay, so thank you for the additional description. So the committee substitute that I've got for the committee just has the $31,000 of federal funds direct assistance. It's for housing improvements for qualified home buyers. It said $31,000. So the committee substitute is adopted, and we'll be considering just the $31,000 of federal funds for, I guess, the funding is going to skip.
Do you have copies of the substitute?
The land use code, the committee substitute that for again. Is that accurate, Mr. Cobb?
Yes, and they're self-governing sellers, but that's exactly what they're.
Councilor Blackman.
So instead of the variance being $305,064, the variance would be $31,000 in the whole bill?
Yes, ma'am, and it will all be federal funds.
Let's take a look at that and we can adopt that and go. And what did we say with the self-governance funds for what?
This hit for housing improvement plan money. $31,000 is self-governance funds.
How much of that is direct services? Is that
all of them.
All of the direct service fund. Okay.
That was a responsible reduction, especially with that kind of start of the system. She'd like to say, start to hit her head on the ceiling now. Appropriation. Did you get one here? Get him?
Get him, thank you.
Wait a second.
This is the same thing.
Committee substitute.
Here's my committee substitute. I'm sorry.
Killing those trees.
So you want to eat the ball games here?
You got it.
You go watch the bats play?
If I go, that's what I'm going to see.
They're two games away. They're in the fourth round.
Simmons.
No, I'm going down to Durant with Justin Foster contest. This is last year in juniors, and he's been down there 4 years. This is his fourth year, and he has a place first down there, and he's going to the park. He wants it. Him and Washard, this is their last year for juniors, so I got one in grass and one straight.
Sure, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jared and I have taken him. Where they both placed first in their category was Kings. They're just glad.
Would you move up here with me both places?
He came up here and played with y'all before.
Where it was.
It might not be.
But we need a partner.
Yeah, now you got sporting purple on your person right now.
I'm all purple.
I
love
that.
Hawaii beads, beaded nose, earrings for the Acaba Pueblo.
Showing them socks,
I'm kind of showing them.
Oh, cool. All of those. Whoa.
That's funny. My daughter went to Falls Creek this year. And when she got back, her and all the kids, they showed up, and it was hung but purple with their shirts that all freaking out. What in the world? That just didn't look right.
The only thing I've got to let you show you is that scar up there.
But you're going to show me your tats. Come on.
I'm going to play.
Nebraska. Some Husker stuff on me.
You can do that all the time.
ACL?
Meniscus. You took it out.
Right back.
And that's what they did back then. They didn't have to stop it. So I tried to work on it. I think it was common to have like a meniscus as well. I was bowling ball for 30 years before the knee replacement.
I see you had a knee replacement.
Yeah.
How long?
Because of that.
What they said to me.
Till I hit.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
For the knee replacement?
To the warehouse, if you get one more.
Yeah, if you take care of it, it should last you for a little.
I heard a recovery when I was just horrendous.
I was an ex-student. Because I lived a lot in the New York. And I took me to this one. But you have to do that.
Yeah.
You have to do that. I mean, for a week, you were down on the pack. And they gave me some of those oxycodones. To stay on top of your pain.
$31,000.
That's it. Yeah, I don't know why I submitted a committee substitute yesterday and there was no signature. So, sorry committee, for the confusion here. Now the committee substitute is before us. It's been processed by the clerk. It's had my signature. Do you remember signing committee substitutes?
I don't recall or remember signing my committee substitute. And, you know, I just worked with my first piece of legislation this session, and I actually worked off the template and wrote it. And that little signature line can be taken on and off. So it probably is a ghost or a remnant of an original bill that just remembered.
Gotcha. So I think we've described what the committee substitute does. Is there anyone have any questions for me or Chad?
I don't think I do. I'm just going to do a little bit more here and say pass it off to you. I move to report ONCA 1714 committee substitute. I move to adopt the committee substitute ONCA stamped December 2nd at 2:03.
Motion on the floor, the second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
No opposed. Motion carries.
I move to report the number ONCA 1714 to Congress with due pass recommendation.
Motion on the floor, the second. All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
No opposed. Motion carries. Congresswoman Whiteman.
Congresswoman Bucklehead, I'm going to, on the floor Monday, move to withdraw 1715 from the Government Operations Committee and reassign. on to Congressman Brown for that, and that one is not in the jurisdiction.
Just notify him, notify him for that.
I don't see any reason to visit in this committee if it's on the agenda.
It's already been assigned by the speaker.
Right, and I'm gonna move to the jurisdiction.
So it's on the agenda.
It's on the agenda, well, I mean.
Okay, I'm just letting you know that.
I would think, my opinion is that, and I didn't know she was gonna do that, she, I'm hearing it for the first time as well.
Right, I just.
So, the same way I didn't know it was gonna get assigned here, I found out when everyone else found out, well, a couple minutes before, but, it's on the agenda. We have, an employee here. I think we could go ahead and discuss it, because there's no guarantee that you're gonna have the votes to move it number to another committee, and then it's still stuck here, and we've got a whole hour. We've got 50 minutes that we can be discussing the legislation. And in turn, even if it does get assigned to another committee, which I'm not on, this allows for me the opportunity to have discussion about it now. And Congressman Tillman and okay, next item on the agenda is consideration of OSCA 1715, an act to amend OSCA 1690 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Land Commerce and Agricultural Division in the amount of $516,990 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Walker. You have the floor.
Thank you, Chairwoman. Well, I'll try to cut to the chase and not beat around the bush much. So, I think we all, well, I'll try, I said I'm trying, but anyway, so I, along with the rest of you guys, found out this week that, I guess yesterday, that we had compacted or assumed administrative services for Realty and one other environmental program from the Osage Agency, BIA. And I had discussed the supplemental appropriations with the executive branch prior to the session, and there were a few of them that I agreed to sponsor, which I did. A couple of them that I agreed to sponsor modified, which have been modified just like the last one. And this was one of them that I said no to before the session. I was reapproached Wednesday afternoon, and basically agreed to sponsor it like this, with the real estate services funding into it, assuming that the action to overtake the Realty services was going to take place, and it did. So once it was confirmed that the action took place, I filed the bill. I realized that Congresswoman Whitehorn believes this is a ratification of what could be a violation of ONCA 1362. I don't see it as a ratification in any way. I see this more as a continuation of needed services to provide those that rely on the Realty branch to continue their services that the BIA was rendering, which apparently now we're going to render under the leadership of Melissa Curry, who is with us today. Briefly, the breakdown of the funds, $73,000 is carryover BIA funds from other sources, other funding source, the federal funding source. I'll let Chad or Melissa describe that. There's $333,518 federal fund for real estate services. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. And $183,472 travel funds for base pay adjustments and put back position into ER, ENR services, program plus benefits, and IDC. I would be in favor of removing that portion from the bill by amendment, unless I can hear a compelling reason from someone from the executive branch, but that's my initial comments regarding the bill.
Melissa, okay, well, let me ask the rest of the committee if they have any questions for our going forward.
Do you have a budget? Go ahead. Do you have a budget for the, what it's going to cost the nation to take on real estate services? To I understand it's going to be...
The same budget I have this budget. You're talking about the budget template that we received up until this past fall session? No, I don't have that one. So you don't have any of that.
So you don't know. So you don't have an idea for annual fiscal year how much it's going to cost the nation to take these services up?
I would like to... That's a question I have too.
Well, let's ask.
But I want to be even more specific so that the public that's listening and that will hear about this as the weeks come, because a lot of people are not, they just don't understand compacting. And it's complex. I mean, sometimes we have a hard time understanding everything involved, but we need to be more specific that with tribal dollars, because that's really what I'm looking at as a Congress member is, what are the tribal dollars that we're going to have to put in to compact this branch of realty? Because it's going to impact other, it's going to have an impact.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's try not to get off base. Because first of all, tribal funds, how much tribal funds is going to be necessary, that's going to be a decision of us either to appropriate directly towards that budget or the executive branch to move tribal funds that were appropriated for other programs within other tribal programs within that division to it. We have Melissa Curry who is with us, but right now we're talking about appropriating $333,518. I think the real question is, what happens if we don't appropriate this? We're talking about, here we go again, what if scenarios, how much are we gonna need? I'm not asking for anything other than the $333,000 to be appropriated for real estate services that are all federal funds. There's no tribal funds other than what's here, and none of those are for the real estate services according to the bullet points. And I even mentioned earlier to have those funds removed. And if we want to go down that road, then I'll leave it at that for now. Somebody's dying to say something.
Well, I am. Well, I just feel like we have to go down that road, because I don't want to appropriate something now and then go down the road and then get caught off guard with a number that I wasn't prepared for that could have changed why I voted for it in the first place 3 months previous. But RJ, I have an appreciation for the fact that you and I have been in discussion outside of work, where I was aware that you were looking at, that you had been approached by executive to sponsor quite a bit of budget modifications and you weren't willing to do. And you told me why. You said, I didn't agree with this, this, or this. And then you didn't sponsor everything, but there were a couple of things that you could agree to after those negotiations took place. So if this was one of them, I truly believe that it's something you can stand behind and you're not just being asked to be a yes man or a puppet. I totally respect that. One member, and I've talked to anyone else about this, I would like to know if they have a ballpark number, what that number is. I venture to guess that someone has a ballpark number of what those tribal dollars would be going down the road. So that's just what I call it. I'll let you respond, and then I'll let Congresswoman Whitmore have the floor.
Well, my response is, this discussion has already taken a turn of whether or not we agree with what was done and whether or not we're going to choose to approve it. The executive branch has already taken action whether or not we had anything to do with it. My belief is that the funds need to be appropriated so we can carry out those services. And the employee or employees that have came over as part, being part of that branch, can be paid. If not, then we don't have the ability to pay them. And we as a legislative branch can't say, no, BIA, we're not going to do that. Give it back. Take it back from them. That's an executive function.
Congresswoman Whitehorn is next, and then Assistant Principal Chief, who just came in.
I can see you're real passionate about it, RJ, or Congressman Walker. But essentially, I asked these questions back in February of 16, when I went to a meeting where they were discussing this. It was early preliminary discussions, and I told them, as the Speaker of Congress at the meeting, that for this body, for the legislative body, we don't so much care on these negotiations. That's not our business, and I truly believe that. That's not our business, how they negotiate it. But what Congress does need to know is how this move to compact the branch of realty is going to affect the appropriation scheme of the nation. And from what I hear you telling me, and correct me if I misunderstood, let's go ahead and get this $333,000 appropriated so they can get to work.
Absolutely.
But there's a difference of opinion among the body here as to whether or not a law was broken in order to get us to this place. So we can't determine it later. To me, you're telling me, not knowing what this is going to cost the nation.
Here's the appropriation. Right here.
This carries on into 18, 19, 20, and 21. This action we take right now will carry us into the future, and we have no idea what the cost is to us. It's like you're telling me, let's go to the state fair. We have $1,000. Yes, it is. We have $1,000 in the wallet. Let's spend it and not worry about how we're going to pay our bills next month. That's exactly what you're asking me to do right now. Exactly what you're asking me to do. Oh, that's me. I'm so sorry.
Assistant Principal Chief.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Thanks. Absolutely.
I'm making a call. Can I leave to this meeting and have a forum? But I can't leave this meeting here for a while.
Okay, I just came from two lengthy discussions on the executive branch, which I think will shed some light on the situation. And I may have contributed to the problem by use of the long-term knowledge. There is no combat. No combat. Between the Osage Nation and the BIA. No. The executive branch, I believe, worked with you on getting a compact, which would free up a lot more money. And we've had those discussions before about the nation actually compacting with the BIA. But we never have. What we have is a multi-year funding agreement that's undergone change on a regular basis from year to year, ever since I've been here. So all that's changed, and it's changed every year, is we negotiated a different multi-year funding agreement to get more money to come down. We wish we had come back, but we don't. So no law has been broken, and we negotiated this multi-year funding agreement. It's numbers that we reflected in the bill. Congressman Walker has chosen to sponsor. I don't know what other information you need, but those are facts.
Well.
And I'll apologize to Congressman for the confusion because I think I probably did call it a compact name.
Well, you aren't the only person that's called it a compact in the past 24 hours to me. You called it a compact, you're the Assistant Chief of the Nation.
My bad.
Mr. called it a compact, and I don't remember if Mr. Cass did or not. Also, the superintendent of the BIA called it a compact. So,
When things are done in the dark and in the closet, and you don't involve your legislative branch on what's going on.
I thought you just said you attended a meeting.
One meeting in February.
I don't think it's been a secret that you were.
One meeting in February.
To take realty.
One meeting in February of 16, I was invited to. I wasn't invited to any of the following meetings after that.
Okay.
So I'm still going to wait to hear from Mr. Reinfeld to see where we are.
Okay.
On
whatever's
occurred or taken place. And I'm just curious to know why everybody is under the impression the compact was executed. That's my curious question.
I can't answer it. All I know is there's compacts, contracts, and all three. If I misspoke, that's my fault.
For my perspective, I think that a lot of people use all three of what you just said
interchangeably. And we should.
And we shouldn't. No one should. Everyone should be educated on the difference between the three. But it's not just our Osage Nation employees or any elected official that has said that. I mean, we've had BIA. I've had BIA employees call me and tell me, did you know that we were compacting? My answer at the time was, well, no. But have I heard? I'm not gonna necessarily agree that anything's been done in the dark either, because we have all been, I think, very well aware of what the current chief has been wanting to do. I mean, I'm not going to say this is taking me by surprise, because it's not. And I don't think that any member of Congress should say that or think that, because we've all been aware of what his plan has been, is to either use a multi-year funding agreement and or to compact during his administration. That's been a goal of his, and not just with IHS, but with this, with BIA too. So, but have we been invited to the table? No, we haven't. And do I think that we should be? In some capacity, because we're going to be asked to vote on funds. And it just, to me, Assistant Chief, with all due respect, including this branch of government and participation in the beginning is only going to help the outcome later on, so that we're not having discussions like this where I feel like I'm glad that we are talking about it, but, you know, people are all up in arms, and it just makes it, it muddies the water, and it shouldn't. If we can be a part of the discussion and participation in the beginning, and it doesn't cause any harm, well, why not? And I know that you're not the person to make that decision.
I appreciate that.
Congresswoman Whitworth.
And I realize that, too. And when I say done in the dark, I'm talking about exactly how this has happened. Nobody knows what the budget is. We've had elders try to take their leases into the BIA, only to be told, oh, you're going to have to take that to the nation. Where at the nation? And they get the wrong place. And, you know, people wanting to execute their leases. There's been no transparency in government here. You've not been transparent with this branch of government, nor have you been transparent with the people that you're going to administer this service for. There's been no notification to them whatsoever. And I don't even know if we're prepared to take care of them or not. But here we are. They can't deliver things to the BIA. That's what I'm talking about. No, done in the dark, no transparency, no conversation happening between branches or with our people. More was done with our IHS compact, and I can't understand why this is any different.
Sister Chief.
Well, I can tell you one distinct difference. It's maybe news to the committee, but whether it's news to the committee or not, it's a fact. And it directly affects the need for these funds. And I mentioned it this morning, and the other issue would be all seems the same amounts. The BIA, and if you don't think I was upset about this, you're wrong. And they knew I was upset about it because we were informed about it after the fact, in a meeting that's been after the fall session before this to finalize the mod vote, they promptly informed us that they had taken all of the employees out of realty in the one position environmental and had filled all of their other empty positions, and there was no notification to us. there are no employees for us to take.
Were the employees given an option?
Then why are we doing it?
No, we weren't given, we committed to this long before. I mean, in terms of the MIFA and all of this, we were right down to the end, and they up and say, oh, there aren't employees for you to take. We were on some minor other unfinished business related to it that was addendum to the agreement we already signed. And so I'm telling you, we need to hire some people, we need to get to work, or because of this, may I finish? Because of this, what's going on right now? You're not going to suffer, I'm not going to suffer, RJ's not going to suffer, people who suffer, it's the OSAG people who restricted land that this program serves, that's just going to suffer.
Well, can you give it back? But, so what you're saying is if this didn't pass out, there's no employees that aren't going to go without a paycheck, because there are no employees anyways. There's just a bunch of empty seats, vacant positions.
I'm not sure that's 100% true, but it's pretty close.
Not that.
Well, then what is?
That's what I heard him say.
We have staff here that would be a lot more believable than me.
Okay.
Well, I have a hard time getting people to believe what I have to say around here.
Well, okay. Congressman, is it more fair to say?
Well, actually, you didn't say it. Assistant Principal Chief did, so.
Is it more fair to say, then? Terms of accuracy, that all of a sudden, in addition to all of the duties they have now, that the election we use until we get new people hired and trained.
The individuals
and I'll be
that
happy
are,
to defer
so
to
the professionals that have been doing it, they've already been doing it.
Okay, so.
Thank you, Bjorn.
Melissa and Candy, if y'all want to pull chairs up, more than welcome to come to the table.
I think this is not a very productive meeting because the majority of Congress isn't going to hear this.
You're going to make a motion to, but you may get the votes and you may not.
That's true.
But I do think it's productive.
I do too. That's the voted on by every committee.
And then there's four of us here. And we're all here. Four of us are here in the same thing. Okay. Melissa, you have the floor, and then Candy, you want to contribute to.
Okay, what the Assistant Chief said was correct. Towards the end of the negotiation, they moved all the employees out into other jobs, except for the one they wanted to keep. And eventually, they said, well, you can talk to these employees if you want, if you can get them to come over. So we secured one employee, Leslie Holloway, who's a realty specialist.
How many?
Three.
Okay, so three positions and two of those people said they didn't want to come and one person would.
One was not eligible because she was brand new, so they didn't transfer her. She'd only been there a few months. Leslie's position was filled, but she was in it. The other employee, they moved her to a different department, and she thought about it, but she decided ultimately to stay over there. The other position for natural resources was vacant. But the issue with natural resources is there's enough money to fund two people. Historically, BIA only funded one position because they used the rest of the money to pay the archaeologists. But they gave us enough money for two positions. So today, with the money that they gave us for the next 10 months, we can fund one field person and one realty specialist and one realty assistant.
What happens if we don't appropriate the money?
I don't know what will happen to Ms. Holloway because she transitioned. She's in our office right now. I don't know the way the budget's structured, and forgive me because I have not been in a director position, so I'm not 100% comfortable with the way things work for the nation. I don't know that there's any way to pay her. I mean, how would I pay her? I just signed a contract with her to hire on as a new employee. So I have to be able to pay her.
There was a question earlier, and this will become a point of contention. I'm not sure how applicable it is to this, but it will be applicable to the services rendered next year, or maybe a supplemental later in this year. I don't know. But it's already been brought up. I don't necessarily think it's completely applicable to this. I think this money needs to be appropriated, whether we agree with assuming administrative control over that service or not. Are you anticipating more travel resources to administer this program? And if so, why?
Yes, I am, because for the two reasons. One, for years, EIA has only been able to fund one natural resource person. That's one field inspector to go out, check to see if your land's being overgrazed, if people are trespassing, check the fences or ponds. And especially with the addition of a ranch and 42,000 acres, you have a huge resource here. And we have an obligation to those 700 or so landowners who own the other 138,000 acres. I think we can do a better job. The realty assistant, it takes two people to run those leases and keep them up to date. I am really a little antsy about those leases because there's about 300 of them that have been in keeping status for years. So people aren't getting their money. And I got three calls yesterday from landowners reporting various problems with title, with the transition from a probate, and with trespass and right-of-way issues. So I do kind of have a ballpark figure in mind, but I would like a little bit of time to properly assess what is going on with that program. I know that they have left positions empty for years over there, and this has created a huge backlog. And I don't know how or why, I don't know what their budget was or what the reason was, but you know, they were running the program with three people and it really needs five. And this is realty. Natural Resources needs two. So I think that we can pull this together and make a better program and provide better service to our people. And I believe that 100%.
I have gotten calls recently from landowners. I'm a restricted landowner. Joseph is a restricted landowner. He's 12. People are unsatisfied with the BIA in this area. I had one person tell me the other day that it's been over a year regarding his lease. Over one solid year. So I anticipate using tribal dollars. I mean, I just would like to know kind of a ballpark number of what that number is going to look like. I have always anticipated that if we compact, we are going to use tribal dollars, because if we use just what federal money, what they're using and the resources that they're using in terms of numbers, you get what you pay for, and it's just not working. I mean, so I hear you, Melissa, on that, and do I think that we can do a better job? I mean, I hope so, because that's the whole point of compacting, in my opinion, is to provide better services to our Osage people, to our landowners. I think it's obviously, it's new, and it's having to have some blind faith, and I think that that's really hard for people. But I've not heard one Osage, and I grew up in a very politically active family on both sides, my Hill family and my Maiden family, and I've never, ever had anyone be 100% satisfied with BIA. It just doesn't happen. So for what that's worth, I wanted to let the committee know that I've got landowners calling me that are not satisfied with how the BIA is conducting their business. But to be honest, they're not real sure that they trust the tribe either. They don't really know, but what they know is that they're not happy waiting for years for leases to come through. Or they're worried about their land because they can't get anyone to go out there and check it. And as
just a regular, you know, Joe on the street, they don't feel comfortable going out there to their Osage County land to see if anyone's trespassing because they're afraid. They're afraid they're going to get shot by someone who's a hillbilly out there drinking. And for the record, I went to a meeting a month ago with the assistant principal chief and Jan Heyman to the ag department at OSU, and I had two professors in the ag department tell me Osage County is the worst county for poachers in the entire state of Oklahoma, and it is the most dangerous. And that's what they told us. You're the worst county, and you're the most dangerous because people don't care, and they'll shoot you. So you better be careful as they're trying to help us with our wildlife laws. They said it is dangerous business in that county. Assistant Principal Chief?
So time for that very short, firm grasp of the obvious speech. Who do you think is going to represent those Osage restricted land units better? The BIA and the Secretary of the Interior, or 14 elected officials that they know, that they voted for, or didn't vote for, but at least had a chance to vote for, is supposed to represent them? My idea is that sovereignty dictates that we take it, and also that pact demands that we take it. We're going to do a better job eventually. I'm not going to say it's going to be the smoothest transition or anything else, especially since most of the talent has stayed, not all of the talent. Some, most of the talent has been redistributed over the BIA. But I think we should take it principle.
And Assistant Chief, I think that for some people, that's really not the issue. I think for some people around the table, out of the 12 of us, it's that there should have been a better way of trying to take it, and that involved communication and participation of both branches. For some people, they may 100% agree with everything you just said, but they don't like the way that it's come about. Just food for thought. Candy, I know you were next up to speak. Yeah.
Well, I just want to clarify a couple of things. I just heard bits and pieces of the committee meeting. I mean, heard the whole thing. I've been in the training, self-governance training for reference today. This was an amendment, a reprogramming request that we do every year. We do not have a contract agreement. We have a contract. And we talked about that this summer. And our contract agreement starts in 2014 and goes through 2019. And every year we go through and look at a reprogramming request, which looks at all our programs and our funding level and any additional programs that we might want to take, which we can every year or any year under the funding plan. So it's not, did not require a resolution at Congress in order, because it's not a contract, it's not a compact, it's a reprogramming request of amendment that we do every year.
And I do understand that now, but it wasn't until this morning when he called it a compact wait a minute. It wasn't this morning until he referred to it as a compact has been executed. And I did talk to Ms. Curry earlier today, and she used the same language, and the superintendent did. So, but once the principal chief, assistant principal chief said that, that's when I made the motion to inquire of the executive what actually has taken place here. And I want to continue on to say one more thing. And when you guys were reprogramming, the last reprogramming amendment, I believe that I saw that you submitted to us, can you remind me what that
was? That was the tribal redesign from GA.
Okay, so my question is, why haven't you sent that's given us the same courtesy with this reprogramming of this realty department as you did with that other one? Why haven't we received that courtesy and that same documentation?
I believe that we did hand that out this summer when we were talking about
the reprogram.
When we were LLC Carl and Angela were here, I'm pretty sure we submitted the draft, the working draft at that time.
Okay.
To you all. So I think you have seen it. But Please check the reference and make sure.
Well, it was an official document that you sent to the Office of Self-Governance with that second one. So I had something solid that I could look at and see what you guys were requesting to do by way of that multi-year funding agreement.
Right.
And that's where we have our breakdowns. Now, we can go off into another direction around this table. I still don't believe that they have the authority to do that by multi-year funding agreement. I disagree with the take the executive has on that. And I think that we need to resolve that issue. I also think that since it is for Article 15 natural resources functions, which include land and the leasing of lands, I believe that Congress should have more of a say in it. So what that looks like, I don't know. I really don't know. So, and I think that's probably going to be an area that I agree with some of my colleagues and the executive on, but I just believe that the legislature clearly states that the legislature shall utilize for the providing utilize for the development of essential insurance resources. And I believe that we've been totally left out of the utilization and provision and even the discussion of what we're doing right now. And I think that it's not right.
Congressman Walker, it is 2:45. We just have until 3:00, and I know that I said earlier I'm not going to be promoting this out today. That's even before I heard from her that she was going to try to move it to another committee. I'm still not going to vote it out today, but we've got about 15 minutes left, so yeah, before.
Well, I would just point out, from my perspective anyway, I think we're in a very good situation with Melissa Curry being over this program. She has that relationship with a lot of the restricted landowners. She has that unique relationship that really no one else does, and that comforts me.
I'll echo that. She's the former superintendent of the BIA. We couldn't be in a better position, honestly.
And I agree with that, too. Absolutely. Melissa and I had a conversation about that this morning. I think that she's very good. I think she's in a position already at the nation that she's very comfortable in. I just think we have process issues and we have constitutionality issues that, in my mind, I'd like to get looked at before we move forward.
If the committee...
So basically, you're going to call this program by not appropriating the name until we resolve these issues.
I believe that you even knew these issues existed at that first meeting that I went to, so but you continued on to do this instead of coming to the table and having dialogue.
We were at the table also in line with dialogue and trying to explain to you how the self-governance agreement we have now works, that we do have the ability to be able to take programs under the current agreement. So I feel like we have made an effort to talk to you about it. We also have been saying she's been saying for more than a year between them and taking up these issues. And that they weren't minimum funding. We've had a lot of discussions on that. So, you know, I feel like that we're being penalized. These are federal funds. They're going to come anyway because we've already signed the agreement and we're going to be sitting in the bank. And she's ready. She needs to be up and running. You need to be up and running to start making the transition yesterday. December 1st goes to that one day to start making the transition. So
I think we should have been making transition plans way before that.
We have been making transition plans for a long time. We've been talking about it for a long time since this summer. I mean, we haven't just been sitting there not doing anything about it. So I would appreciate it if you reconsider not. Those are federal funds and you're holding a program up from operating by not being willing to appropriate those funds.
Have you sent out any communication with your Osage landowners that own restricted properties?
Have you communicated with the Osage people? Also?
I don't have any addresses in common.
I have their address at the chief's office. Send them to me.
For all, or just one bucket?
For all the ones that the BIA sent notification about our burn. Burn card. Why were you not allowed to have those?
didn't rule out anything until yesterday, until the transition started. Until December 1, they weren't going to give us anything. And we've made arrangements to secure the files and get electronic access and various other things that have to be done. And we will finish up with it on Monday. VIA could have sent those out.
Well, from the last time I had a conversation before yesterday, I didn't know information was going to be. I don't know if that's true or not. When did you guys execute the multi-year funding agreement?
We talked about it. They knew, they've known since. We've been 2 years requesting information from them, and they've known it's been on camp for 2 years.
Yes.
And they knew this summer that we were intending to make that change with the reprogramming request this year.
But what date did you guys actually?
Well, we had some negotiations, and we didn't have all the information we needed, so we had to go back and have another negotiation with Region. Because they were claiming all of the functions that they have and all the money they have is inherent federal functions, which means we couldn't have any of it, but they didn't have to retain it. And we weren't in agreement with that, that we needed anything else we needed without the transition time. So we didn't really finalize until October, but they had known for 2 years that this thing happened. And so we could have done it last year if we had the right information.
This is finalized in October then?
Yeah.
Assistant Principal Chief?
Well, I'd like to make two comments. The first is, and I'm happy for either one of these ladies to correct me if I'm wrong, but I was present for these negotiations, and the BIA was anything except forthcoming with the information we needed to make the decision. It was like pulling IT to get it out of them, for starters. The second is, and I think this is probably the most important, is that, and they can, again, correct me if I'm wrong, this is not an absolutely cold, black and white transfer. They understand that we have people that need to be trained. They understand that they may or may not have that experience, and they've built into their plans to help us. I mean, it isn't just like, here, bye. That isn't it. There's more to it than that. I don't think they want this to be a good transition as well, despite their not being very forthcoming with information. Is that the correct representation?
Robin Phillips continues to say she wants us to succeed, she wants to work with us to do whatever she needs to do, help the transition.
So if you want to send it back to the BIA, don't pass this legislation, and then we'll see what happens. But
it won't go back to the BIA without some kind of formal action taken. I'd like to see that after all the 2.5 years we've been working on this.
I would too.
And the way we redesigned the program and the resources we have to try to make it better.
Okay, it's 2:52. I know that I know some people may not have. I thought that this was good dialogue. I'm glad that. I know there's only 4 of us here, but we're still 4, so. The chair would entertain a motion to use table.
Someone to the holiday chair.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
We are adjourned. This is all the time that we had. It'll be on someone's agenda next week. We don't know where.
Why do you want to change committees?